I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now, broken clouds, 80 degrees.
And elevated KSL travel times right now, North I-15 into South Salt Lake. I'm Mark Jackson.
KSL's top story.
Flooding in Utah.
Calling it a mess probably doesn't cover it. Mudslides are still causing havoc across six different canyons since last night. It's still not cleaned up yet. Dirt, debris, boulders the size of small cars blasted across the canyons last night. UDOT crews are still digging through 15 feet of mud, trying to reopen Little Cottonwood after nine slides buried portions of the road. But the people who live up Little Cottonwood Canyon, they're just thankful to be home despite this continued closure. Flooding in Utah, KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce begins our team coverage.
Their cars got stuck between two of the largest mudslides, which took out trees and sent car-sized boulders onto the highway. Luckily, no one was hurt. They were taken to Snowbird Resort and drove home this morning.
A high-pressure gas line that was exposed is being reburied. There's a partial closure remaining in place for the time being. No exact time for reopening yet. Another closure that's still happening along Highway 6, thanks to all the mud on the road. That's where KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is. Continuing our team coverage, Paul, this isn't just normal mud. What's different?
It's very different. It's a lot more fine than what they normally see. And because of that, it did not wash away as easily as crews expected. Most of the debris is gone on Highway 6. However, UDOT spokesman Jeff Dupay says some of this mud is from a previous burn scar. So if it's not completely cleared away, it could cause a lot of accidents, basically acting like black ice.
As it came down, it just built up, and whatever it collected, it didn't clear off cleanly enough when we moved all the other debris and items away from the roadway.
Utah County Public Works officials say they also have to clear rocks and debris out of culverts near Dairy Fork. And if they don't do that, another storm would flood the roads again. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Okay, the Elk Ridge area just north of where Paul is still has a mess to clean up, too. Evacuated homeowners were allowed back in today, and they're breathing a sigh of relief. The damage that happened last night could have been worse. See, they live right near the Pole Creek burn scar. But it wasn't too bad because they left sandbags from last year in place.
A lot of them are still working, and they did put out a bunch of sandbags again because, you know, there's been relocation of some of the sandbags, so they were able to pull back. A lot of people have done jersey barriers.
One homeowner says last night was worse than last year, that there was a foot of mud flowing through his breezeway. So what caused all this mess? Well, it's because the rain fell so hard and so fast last night. KSL News Radio's Grant Wayman says the heavy rainfall loosened up the dirt and rocks.
In a short amount of time, some very heavy rain falling, and it's that combination that no doubt triggered the mudslides, the debris flows, the problems that we had in those canyon areas.
We are looking at isolated storms tonight, but just isolated pop-up storms. This weekend, we get a break. It's going to dry out for Saturday and Sunday with temperatures in the area of 90 degrees. KSL News Time 4:03. Salt Lake's mayor is joining the chorus for gun reform. Simone Cicely is here with that story.
Jeff, Mayor Jackie Biskupski is among more than 240 mayors across the country who've signed a letter that are asking Congress to take immediate action on gun violence. Jen Selig, the mayor's director of community relations, says that she's asking city residents to get involved in the issue as well.
The mayor wants help and needs the help of our community members to help make this change federally as well.
The letter asks the U.S. Senate to come back into session and pass two bills that would strengthen background checks for gun purchases. The House has already passed the bills. KSL's top national story this half hour from ABC News. New details about the man accused of killing 22 people and injuring many more in a mass shooting at a Walmart that was in El Paso last week. ABC's Alex Stone begins our team coverage.
He admitted he was targeting Mexicans, according to an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by ABC News. Police and Texas Rangers saying in the hours after the shooting, while the 21-year-old alleged shooter was being interviewed, he admitted to bringing the AK-47 into the Walmart shopping center to target Mexicans. Many of the dead had Latino last names and 8 were Mexican nationals. When he was caught, police say the alleged gunman surrendered, saying he was the shooter. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And maybe you saw in your social feeds the picture of that guy carrying an AR-style rifle in a Walmart store in Springfield, Missouri. Well, prosecutors charged that man today with making a terrorist threat for causing a panic at that Walmart. The Greene County prosecuting attorney said that Missouri does protect the right to carry a firearm, but that right does not allow an individual, he says, to act in a reckless and criminal manner, endangering other citizens. The guy was videotaping himself in case he had any problems with anyone. KSL News Time, 4:05.
And let's check the traffic situation. Ricky, we have this emergency traffic.
We are coming out of emergency traffic, Jeff. That's the good news. They have temporarily stopped traffic in the HOV lane to get some of these cars moved out, but otherwise they're opening it up. Traffic starting to move through the area again. Northbound I-15, 2100 South, still seeing some backups into Murray, but we are seeing improvements. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Utahns eat Chinese takeout, right? But in China, they go out for American food. My minute of news is next. After the break.